Hi, my name is Miguel Menendez.
My name is Dario Oval.
And this is the Chronicles of the Studios. Today we're talking about Walt Disney. You know him, the man, the myth, the legend. His legacy will always live on. Walt Disney was an animator, voice actor, and lastly an influencer. Hey, Dario, why don't you tell me, like, did you ever grow up with Walt Disney or anything?
Most of the old Disney I used to grow up with. Because back then I didn't exactly have TV, so all I had was VHS, so I just watched a lot of the old Disney shows, movies, stuff like that.
Oh, wow, that's nice, Dario.
You don't sound too convinced by that.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, I agree with you and everything. Like, I grew up with Walt Disney. Like, I enjoyed his shows. I enjoyed his cartoons. Like, who doesn't like Mickey Mouse? He was such a great influence on my life, like my childhood, and I could never forget that. Before we talk about how big Disney is, let's go back to its roots and talk about, you know, how it all started. Mm-hmm. So in a small town in Chicago, Walt and his brother Roy literally worked in an animating studio just making cartoons for their family members, for his dad, after his mom passing away. Yeah, he really did not have such a good childhood.
Yes, he did have a terrible childhood, but little did he know, in the future, he would make the greatest company in the world to bring joy to thousands. Aren't I right, Miguel?
You're so right, Dario. You couldn't be any writer. He was so great, Dario, that during World War II, he would make cartoons just to make people draft into World War II and help fight with the troops.
That's true, Miguel. Then after the war, he went on to make a park to resemble his mind, if I can remember correctly, from when last time I went there. Because each piece of the parks seemed like it was tethered towards something. And if I remember, the futuristic one was to show what he saw in the future for the world and humanity.
Fun fact, Dario.
Yes, Miguel?
I just wanted to throw this in here, but did you know Mickey Mouse's original name wasn't supposed to be that name? Originally, his name was called Mortimer Mouse. Sounds really weird, I know. But thank God, ultimately, his wife told him, you should change the name, and she suggested Mickey Mouse, and that's what they came up with. And it's the best name ever since.
That's good to know, Miguel. But now we're going to go into the future after, sadly, Walt Disney passing. We're going to talk about the companies that have been purchased by Disney and how the company is doing nowadays.
So the company nowadays, actually, Dario, is doing incredibly fine for itself, surprisingly. They bought 20th Century Fox.
Only a portion.
Oh, right. My bad. I forgot. Only a portion of 20th Century Fox. They bought Pixar. They get DreamWorks here and then, but it's kind of a crazy issue. They have the infamous MCU, Marvel Studios. It's great, awesome. They also have Star Wars. They bought it from Lucasfilms. They're doing so good for themselves right now. Like, their movies are so great. Who doesn't love the cult classics? Aladdin, Lion King, Mulan. Did you know, Dario, that they're actually making live-action films of those?
I only know a few of them, like Lion King, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Also, I can't remember others, to be honest.
That's fine. I mean, it's not for everybody sometimes. But, I mean, I'm excited. Aladdin's coming out, so is Lion King. It's going to be, like, my childhood relived right in front of me. But let's not talk about those. Let's talk about what's boosting up Disney's views right now. Let's talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That, I'm sorry, for my personal opinion, I incredibly love it. It's amazing. I love the actors. I love everything about it. They just came out with Endgame, Dario, and man, it's a really sad movie, but it ends off everything perfectly.
That is true, Miguel. But when it comes to all studios, to be honest, if we're gonna go off of our personal opinions, mine would have to be Star Wars because of my childhood. I never grew up with heroes like from DC or Marvel. I've actually always grown up with Star Wars. From the first episode all the way to the newest one that's coming out, which is Star Wars Awakening. Not Star Wars Awakening, my apologies.
Yeah, it's The Rise of Skywalker. It's fine, Dario. But yeah, you're completely right. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, Star Wars is a huge part of my dad's childhood. And when I was a kid, he would show me Empire Strikes Back and I fell in love with that film. That's like my favorite Star Wars film up to date. Hopefully, maybe this new one could change that. We'll just have to see.
That's fun to know about your life, Miguel. But there's always one thing that's always actually bugged me. All I've really known since my childhood is about Disney. I didn't know who's actually really competing against them, since most of the stuff I watch is from Disney.
Well, Dario, you are gonna be incredibly surprised, because Disney has everyone on them right now.
Really?
Yeah. They have Sony, they have 20th Century Fox before they got bought in, but it's fine. Well, a portion of them, as you corrected me before.
Yes.
And Universal, they're going against everybody right now. Netflix, Hulu, they're also trying to compete with TV shows, TV, subscriptions, by making their own Disney Plus subscription service. Sorry for that.
Really?
Tongue twister. Yeah, it's insane. I can't believe it.
That's good to know, Miguel. Thank you. I've actually always wanted to know that. I've never had anyone tell me. But now I wanted to know, do you think that any of those companies could overcome Disney?
Oh, without a doubt, no. Are you kidding me, Dario? Disney is at the top of their game right now. Just with three circles, they're taking over the entire world. It's insane. I can't see the future where anyone would overtake Disney. Maybe if something happens in the future, sadly, if they just shut down, which I doubt that will happen. If that ever happens, I could see maybe Universal taking over. But until then, there's no way that could ever happen.
Okay, Miguel. But after talking so much praise about Disney, we also got to talk about the bad of Disney.
Yeah. Surprisingly, there's some bad stuff about Disney. They have financial failures. Like Bambi, the most cult classic movie everybody loves, cries to, lost money. And lost way more money than it should have made. And it was a financial failure for Disney. Fantasia lost more than Pinocchio. And Pinocchio lost $500,000. So just think about that. Maybe Fantasia lost like more than $1 million. It's insane. But you can't blame Disney. It wasn't that big back in the day, but just look at it now. Even though we're trying to talk bad about Disney, we just can't, because there's so much good stuff about Disney.
They recovered from their mistakes even after many failures of their shows. Because back in the day, if I remember correctly, from these movies at the time, weren't seen that great because of the age. Because during those times, these certain movies weren't that popular. People were just getting to see them, first meet them. So the idea of these shows, well, my apologies, movies, were not seen as great because some were actually overseen by others. Yeah. Not given the proper respect.
That's exactly why, Dario.
That's true, Miguel, but even though out of all those bad stuff, as you said, they still came up on top. Mm-hmm. So even though we want to talk more about this huge giant of a company, we're not exactly running on time, because I think if I look at the chime, Miguel...
Yeah, we have some places to go, and I really want to talk so much more about this. Oh, wait, is that my...
The Gordon Ramsay interview.
You Gordon Ramsay interview? Got it, okay. Okay, so, this is it for our podcast. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. This was Dario. Dario?
This is me, Dario.
This is me, Miguel, and we're signing off. Thank you for listening to the Chronicles of the Studios, and we'll see you next time.
Whenever we have time, we'll talk more about this, if anyone else seems more interested in this. Goodbye.